It has been a slow start to fire season in Idaho because of the wet spring weather, but it seems like we might be in it now with high temperatures this past week, plus thunderstorms and wind. Several fires are burning across the state. They include the Vader Fire and the Canyon Fire burning terrain near Stanley. And then there's the Sheep Fire on the property of the Idaho National Laboratory. Here to give us some updates on the fires in Idaho is our South Central reporter, Rachel Cohen. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, George.
So let's start off with the Sheep Fire, a fire burning on the property of the INL. That sounds like it could be potentially dangerous.
Yeah, it could be dangerous, but INL says they are prepared for this. Four fires on their property. Their buildings are surrounded by fire breaks. They have their own fire team, and they've also brought in BLM to help them fight this fire. That said, they have evacuated several buildings on the property and told many non-essential employees not to come to work the next day. At one point, the fire did come within a couple miles of the Idaho Nuclear Technology and Engineering Center. That's a building that processes nuclear waste. But here's what Joseph Campbell of INL had to say about it.
So it got pretty close to that facility, but each one of our facilities has a security fencing with a built-in fire break around that for protection for just this kind of a situation. So We don't think it would have presented a serious threat to any of our facilities.
So as you can hear, INL says there's no danger to the public or to any of their facilities at this time.
But that said, the fire it impacts a pretty big area. That's all on the property of INL?
Yes, that's correct. The fire is all on the property of INL. The total property there is about 900 square miles, which is roughly the size of Rhode Island. Only a portion of that has burned, but the landscape out there is sagebrush terrain and it's fast-burning grasslands that kind of expand on for quite a while.
What do we know about the conditions for firefighters?
Well, conditions are kind of rough. I mean, the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for much of southern Idaho earlier this week. That means conditions that are pretty good for starting fires. It's dry weather, winds, thunderstorms, and that type of weather also means pretty rough conditions for firefighters already in the field. At the site of the Sheep Fire, the weather was making the fire's path quite unpredictable.
Bring us up to date on the fires northwest of Stanley.
Yeah, so of course in Stanley, the main concern for the community is tourism and making sure the roads are open when there's a fire nearby. But I checked in with one hotel there, the Sawtooth Hotel, and they're optimistic. They say that last weekend they had a busy weekend and it's clear skies ahead.
Rachel Cohen keeping a close watch on what has become a full-fledged fire season here in Idaho. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you, George.